The Business Hour with Cyril Fouyoun on OFM.
Welcome to IFM, welcome to the sound of your life, and of course this is the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fouyoun. And tonight, looking at non-profit organizations, and many have been so busy dealing with immediate humanitarian needs during the pandemic, COVID-19 of course, that they could understandably lose sight of some of the basic rules that will ensure their long-term sustainability, and sustainability of course being very important. And to answer a few questions about operations, we've got Ferial Domingo, Tele Operations Director. Good evening, welcome to the show.
Good evening, thank you for having me on the show.
So tell me, Ferial, what are some of the challenges that non-profit organizations have been facing behind closed doors? You know, since we know that so many organizations have been helping those in need in the communities during the challenging time in the country.
I think the biggest challenge, obviously, is their existence. You know, I think like businesses, so nonprofits, are also thinking about where will they be in a few months' time. And, I mean, we all know that, you know, COVID-19 is regarded as not just a pandemic for today and tomorrow, but it might carry on for a few years. So where does this leave NPOs? Some of these NPOs are not even able to see beyond 12 months. And so with the dire situation that we find ourselves in, the economy is shrinking. We know that funding is a big issue at the moment because a lot of the funding is obviously going towards frontline work, which is relief, PPE, et cetera. And so that makes it really, really tough for NGOs who are sometimes dealing with a lot of other issues. You know, not all NGOs are only providing food relief, etc. So that's a really, really big challenge for NGOs.
So if we look at long-term sustainability, can you maybe help us understand some of the elements that'll help ensure that?
Yeah, so I mean, long-term sustainability and the way that we advocate it at Inyatelo is really understanding whether you are geared up for future sustainability and in the way that you make yourself attractive for support, not just now, but into the future. And so we talk about the 10 elements of advancement, which is really a way and a method of putting yourself on a particular platform in order to be able to be attractive for support. So we talk about things like strategic planning, you know, proper strategic planning, thinking and talking about what the future might hold. Your relevance. Are we still relevant today? Will we still be relevant tomorrow? How do we respond to the changing environment around us? What about financial planning? You know, are we looking at financial planning in the right way? Are we constantly assessing our finances, know our financial status through forecasting of cash flows? And scenario planning, as I've mentioned, is really big because one doesn't often think of scenarios and say, well, what is a 3-month plan look like? What is a 6-month plan look like? You know, what is a 9-month plan look like? Do we have the relevant cash flow to be able to see us through this period? And then revisiting budgets. And obviously, I can't tell you how important it is to make the cuts when it's necessary and engaging your board on key decisions and the support that you need. Boards are very, very valuable, and often we have found that these boards are not really being used as effectively as they should be. At the moment, we're talking about there's financial relief out there, but what does it mean for NGOs? You know, not all NGOs are geared up to even have access to it. So there's that big issue as well. Some of the other elements about long-term sustainability is that making sure that you have policies and procedures in place. You know, can you respond? Do you have the policy to deal with the issues that we now have to deal with? What does it mean when people take time off? Do we have policies in place to support the staff? Do they feel comfortable? Do they feel assured? Do they feel respected? And also the way one works, you know, how do you suddenly just switch from one type of activity to the next? Does your mission and vision allow for that? So you can see it's conversations that need to be had at a board level, at a management level, and then to bring the staff with you as you're shaping the work of the organization. Make sure that all stakeholders are involved. Keep your donors posted. Let them know what's happening. Let them know as much as you can what's going on. Because at the end of the day, you know, they're a key stakeholder. If they don't know what's going on in your organization, they cannot plan to help you in any way towards your long-term sustainability.
For sure.
So planning, absolutely crucial. All right. Sometimes, you know, we don't take enough time to do the planning because we're so stuck and involved in the day-to-day things, you know. We have to do this now, and then before you know it, it's 6 months down the line. You've done no planning, and you find yourself in a position of crisis.
So tell me one thing also, Feryl, how do you think nonprofits can become, innovative during this time of COVID-19? Because it is quite difficult. There are definitely restrictions that's put upon them. Do you have any suggestions of how to go about it?
Well, there's obviously, as I said, you have to engage the board. Management cannot just do as they please. You've got to get people on board and talk to them and help and get their help and understanding of how they can provide assistance. I mean, we've got an example with our board where they have been so absolutely amazing. So we've got a whole range of people with different skill sets, and these board members have walked with us every step of the way since the beginning of this pandemic, and we faced as many challenges as every other NGO and our community we serve. And the board has been there. We've had weekly meetings. We have just had meetings to talk about how we feel, what's going on, how are the staff doing, you know, what are the challenges they're facing, whether it's at home or at work. What do we do? How do we shift our work? Some board members have come in and sat with us and really looked at our finances. Others have looked at what help they can provide to open doors for us in terms of funding. Others have sat and spent many hours working through a resource mobilization strategy with us that takes a different shape, but that keeps us on track. Others have helped us with the strategy. How do you reposition yourself? What's out there? Another board member have opened doors in terms of perhaps these are the new types of clients that you should go after, and introduce us. So it's been a really engaging board. Our staff have been absolutely amazing. They've taken on roles that they haven't done before, and working remotely, as you know, has been a challenge, I think, for everyone. They've taken to it, and of course, with a little bit of support right up front, you know, we've tried as a team to understand how are we going to work together, how are we going to do this as a team in spite of being remotely, and we've come up with strategies of how to keep in touch, how to keep things regular, how to make sure that everybody understands what they're doing, how do we help one another. And so we've just got a whole different team of people now who have unlocked potential in themselves that they didn't have in February. There wasn't the opportunity for them to move into that direction. Well, we're all now much stronger, and I think this is the way organizations should focus. Instead of being totally paralyzed about, oh my word, what now? Think forward, you know, talk to other people. What are they doing? We're not shy to talk and ask questions and inquire how people are doing things, and we bring that into our organization and make shifts and changes accordingly. Wonderful. And share that because, you know, we have a large convening platform, so we're able to share our learnings, and that has been amazing.
For sure. Feryl Domingo, Iatelo Operations Director, and thank you so much for taking time to share that knowledge with us, and good luck for you guys for the future. Of course, giving some advice on non-profit organizations on how to stay profitable and also how to be innovative during a very challenging time. Feryl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.